Now let's enter another time and world as we analyze one of the greatest fantasy worlds ever created, Mortal Engines, a fantasy book by Philip Reeve that is now a major film. The future is mad.
We are in the distant future. It's more than 1,000 years from now, and the world as we know it has long since ended in a conflict known as the 60-Minute War. America is lifeless, and human civilization centers on Europe and Asia. In Europe, society is now nomadic, with whole cities moving about the continent on wheels. These giant cities fight each other for survival. The bigger ones, such as London, capturing smaller cities, tearing them to pieces for spare parts, and enslaving their people.
The heroine is disfigured.
Hester Shaw is a young woman with an obsession: to find and kill Thaddeus Valentine, the man who murdered her parents when she was a child. He also tried to kill her, his sword leaving her blind in one eye and horribly disfigured. Her quest for vengeance brings her to London, where Valentine is a hero, thanks to the many adventures he has had in his airship, the 13th floor elevator. But her plan is ruined when a young man, Tom Natsworthy, saves Valentine just as she is about to kill him. In the chase that follows, both she and Tom fall from London, the city leaving them far behind as it travels on.
Enemies are everywhere.
Both Tom and Hester want to find London again, but there are numerous dangers between them and the travelling city. On foot, they are an easy target for predatory cities that will capture and enslave them. Then, there are air pirates from Asia, where civilization remains static and protected from the mobile cities by the natural barricade of the Himalayas. And finally, there is an implacable Terminator-like robot sent by London to find and kill Hester, the girl who tried to assassinate Valentine.